Spelling It Out, Chapter 3, Part 4. Steed got ready at his house the next night, picking out his favorite cold weather date ensemble, the same cable knit sweater he'd rejected for his and Ed's first date, though he suspected that he wouldn't be wearing it for very long. It was a thought that was confirmed when Ed opened the door, wearing his hair beautifully pinned back over his shoulders, and a red dress that came just to the top of his thighs. He stepped back, letting Steed in before closing the door behind him. "Ed," said Steed, his face breaking into a smile, "don't you look resplendent?" Ed smoothed his hand over the skirt. "I wanted to do something special since I shit on your corporate holiday yesterday. The fit on that sweater is..." "Yes, I know, darling. I put it on especially for you." "You remain one of the most considerate people I've ever met," Ed said, tone joking, but eyes very sincere. "Would you like to come into my kitchen?"
"Yes, of course."
Steed was starting for the kitchen when he first registered the smell of baking pie.
"Dearest, did you make a pie?"
"Great question. Did you know the moon is full right now?"
"Shit."
Steed recognized Ed's knowing grin, knew that there was only one reason that he would be talking about moon phases. "Oh, it's fine. Buttons did tell me that the spell is for confidence. I can't believe you let me eat all of your bravery pie, Steed."
"You didn't even ask first, I'd like to point out, and I didn't think it had done anything until I was worried it had done everything."
"The mysterious emergency phone call?"
"Yes, the emergency phone call. I came into the kitchen, and you were eating my pie, and I was so worried that you hadn't really seen me, that you were only interested in the magical version of me. That night had been so good."
"Then, to my great relief, Buttons told me I had been quite silly."
"How'd you find out?"
"Fishing through your recipe binder for this pie. You'd tucked in the actual card with the shop info on it. Steed, at that point, I'd been calling you hot neighbor for months."
"Huh, damn.
I can't believe you thought you'd need witchcraft to get my attention."
"Not your attention. I couldn't talk to you, choked up every time because you were too lovely."
Now Ed looked rueful. "I was sure you weren't paying attention, so I kept upping my game."
"Ed, you nearly killed me."
"I see that now. So you've given it up then? The magic?" Ed asked with a grin.
"Never that into it to start with. Also, it turns out there's magic all around if you're paying attention."
"That true?" Ed asked.
"Oh, very true, darling," Steed said before kissing Ed.
The end. This has been Spelling It Out by Lyra Talese, read by Little Fingies. I encourage you to go back to the archive to leave kudos for the author and comments as well. I love this story. And don't forget to check out the art in Chapter 1 by Tuca. It is truly spectacular. Thank you for listening.